Greetings, dear listeners. This is Jackson Hogan with Jackson Illuminates Everything About Skiing with exciting news, because RealSkiers.com has trounced the field to earn its second Stump Bertone Prize for Excellence. Yes, a stunning upset that in retrospect appears inevitable, RealSkiers.com has been awarded the Stump Bertone Prize for Excellence for the second year in a row. For those cave dwellers who snoozed through RealSkiers.com's first triumph in this gilded competition, permit me to bring you up to speed. Then, as now, the battle for this cherished trophy, we're speaking metaphorically here, for the SBP, lacks sufficient funds for a memento commensurate with its prestige. The battle was fierce, extending both of its eponymous founders to previously unknown limits. The final ballot was determined by leg wrestling over Stump's furious protest. He cogently argued that this sort of bias against the vertically challenged has no place in a free society. Bertone imperiously overruled Stump's ever more strident complaints, citing a lack of legible documentation, tardy submissions, and a tendency to perspire copiously when provoked. This year's competition was no less fraught. Debates raged through the night, fueled by Beaujolais chez Bertone and Bud Light at Baron von Stumpf's. The added F is a recent affectation meant to boost social status amongst German Americans for Herr Stumpf. Ultimately, RealSkiers.com squashed the vigorous PR campaign launched by its competition, which consisted of a watercress sandwich, reportedly made by Martha Stewart, a chinch settee, once sat upon by Cher, a menu from Elaine, signed by Hannibal Lecter, Elon Musk, and a tin of Portuguese sardines. In the final analysis, the sardine tin's attempt at a violent disruption of the proceedings left the ballot box unguarded long enough for RealSkiers.com to score its brilliant coup. No other entity, real or imagined, has won a single S-BP, much less two. This record may well stand for all time, for if the rumor mill can be trusted, Bertone and Stump have hit a rocky patch in their relationship. What were once terms of endearment, such as my little lickspittle, funny frog face, fetid homunculus, and puzzle poo, no longer have an uplifting lilt to them. By all appearances, the rift is irreparable. But let us not dwell on what we cannot change, but instead focus on your shortcomings. As a recipient of this revelation, you are part of a vast community whose constituent members are incredibly cheap. Despite belonging to the most well-to-do slice of the demographic pie, many of you persist in not paying for services for which we do not charge. I hope you can sleep well at night, knowing that I can only dispense a 5-year-old Armagnac as my regular nightcap. I can barely gag it down. Now, why do I prattle on about the granting of a distinction of which most of my dear readers and dear listeners are presumably already well aware? Because I'm not finished yet, duh. It's not that I want your money, really. It's just that I've grown rather dependent on small transfers of wealth from your accounts to mine. Even my membership software has been moved to donate, helpfully double and triple charging existing members to make up for any shortfall. I'm afraid to say that this actually does happen, but not by design, because I'm not really that clever. I believe it was Mark Twain who said, "You're a big disappointment." It's in this spirit that I am obliged to remind all of you who have never paid me and probably never will, that I teeter on the brink of insolvency. If you are the proprietor of a Real Skiers test center, I can send you an invoice so lovely, it's suitable for framing once a remittance is en route. Because I am keenly aware and a highly functioning empath, I can feel the suffering you're enduring that only sending me money can alleviate. In this way, the Pontiff of Powder conducts his affairs like any other highly structured and totally incorporated charitable institution. I feel it's appropriate to point out that something like a third of the real estate on the RealSkiers.com homepage is devoted to elaborate, heartfelt appeals beseeching my brethren to send me a small cut of your dubiously earned shekels on an annual basis. In a couple of clicks, you can help save a life more purpose-driven than your own. How can you refuse? I'll give you a moment to recover command of your emotions. Not only do I make myself available to answer subscribers' queries year-round, I produce ungodly amounts of product reviews and commentaries that I can assure you are unique to RealSkiers.com. Nowhere else on earth will you find all of these words in exactly this order, which is why it must be preserved. Allow me to leave you with this compelling thought. Where else can such a small divestiture unlock a similar torrent of highly qualified opinion from the world's only two-time winner of the Stump Bertone Prize for Excellence? And now, our benediction. Just because you're not already an esteemed, dues-paying member of RealSkiers.com, don't be too hard on yourself. You almost certainly have more serious behavioral tics to attend to. If you're taking a new medication, it's perfectly normal for you to forget to send me $24.95 for new members and only $19.95 for those who re-enlist. I would expect your condition to stabilize shortly after I receive your membership dues. It's not every day one receives recognition on this Rushmore-like scale. So humility obliges me to accept your accolades, plaudits, donations, and encomiums with a snort of that beastly Armagnac. If we all pitch in together, pool our resources, as it were, on a very small and tasteful scale, I'm sure we can do better. This has been Jackson Hogan for Jackson Illuminates Everything About Skiing, with a final reminder to please visit us at realskiers.com.